the rate.
Hi, Michael. Michael, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wanted me to get you the details of how a service like this would work, what would be included, answer all of your questions, and then also, because it is a very young company, she did want me to actually apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And congratulations on getting your business going. From Tara's notes, you've got decades of experience finally getting this going on your own and for very good reasons, you know, kind of to take your life back, spend more time with your family and things like that. We would love to be part of that. I mean, we do try to make our services affordable for everyone, but especially for younger companies because, you know, we know that your advertising dollars are not like growing on a tree in the backyard, right? So we want to make this affordable
right.
for you. Of course, the return on investment is the important part of that ROI equation. And when you've got a website on that first page of Google and Bing, when people can find you without already knowing the name of your company and pick up the phone with good reasons to call you. I mean, you would actually also have Facebook ads as well, and we can target anywhere in your service area. You know, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found, and if there are places that you don't want to go, we can do that too. Just tell us and we won't run your ads there. So it's very targeted marketing, so in and even around that 90 miles, but of course, you know, places you don't want to go, we don't run ads there. Now, it is a month-to-month service, so of course, our job is to get your phone ringing and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. My job, though, is to make it affordable for you. Now, what I'd like to do here, the platinum package would be perfect for you, that 90-mile service area. Now, you're doing residential and commercial?
I'm focusing on residential.
Okay.
I'll do some small commercial if it's the right
Gotcha. Way. Gotcha. So residential will be the main focus, but I've got here that you can also take small or light commercial jobs. The best part about a service like this is the calls come to you, so you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be a good fit for you, the jobs that are going to be more profitable for you. I mean, time is money, and if you're getting paid more for the job that works out best for you, maybe it's the job closer to home, smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to that next one, or the bigger job that'll pay you more for your time, or, you know, even if it's just the materials, that would mean a higher profit margin. I mean, that's what it's going to be all about here. Now, for the younger
right.
companies, we do reduce the cost of our service. I'd like to, in this case, like I said, take 50% off the normal cost. The platinum package is listed on our website at $5.99 a month, but I would reduce that down to $299. That would be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because it's not a lead-based service. Living, breathing human beings will simply find a website at your website that you spent quite a bit on and pick up the phone to call you. You've invested quite a bit in your company to get it going, quite a bit even specifically for that website. Now, websites are very powerful conversion tools. They give the people who see them the reasons to call you. That's the exact reason that business owners have websites. Although most business owners understand the importance of a website, they don't really kind of connect the dots and think, well, you know, most consumers make their buying decisions off of what they see on the first page, and if your website's not there, most people won't even know that it exists. It ends up like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your domain. This would actually have people who don't already know the name of your company find that website when they're doing a simple keyword search for your services. Obviously, very young company. You know, the traditional word of mouth is not that reliable factor driving new business to you, but, I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call, and, of course, every new customer that finds you there is someone who can use your services for a different project and, of course, recommend you to their friends and family. So it would be an exact amount, $299. It would bill once a month for that amount. Now, the original $100 of Facebook ads that was included at the original price, I've kept that intact. I just kind of reduced the overall cost of that platinum package, but the $100 of Facebook or Meta ads are still included. Now, that's going to get your website in front of even more people. If they have already done a search on Google, those ads will retarget that same person. If they've never done a search, too, those ads will run on their live stream, and if they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents per click. That $100 of ad spend then equates to about 400 clicks. It's budgeted in at that $299. Like I said, that $299 is a fixed flat rate. Now, Tara attached here an Angie Leads profile. That's a very different service. I know it's a very young company, but have you had that service long enough to get leads and try to follow up with them? Do you know if that service is working for you?
I just signed up for it Monday.
Oh,
so I've
got
very new. Turned off because I'm currently booked out.
Got it.
For like 3 weeks. So
perfect.
With that, that demographic of people that's doing that search wants someone that can start within a week.
Right. Usually,
so
yeah.
I was getting some of my backlog finished so that I can turn that on about a week before I'm ready for more work and try and pick up a few jobs that way. They had a promotion, too, that was, it was $750.
For like $1,000 in leads.
If it doesn't work out, you can cancel for free and get all your money back.
Right. Yeah, I've heard other business owners say that. That seems to be the newest way that they're marketing their services to business owners. It used to be that you paid like $300 as a membership fee and every single lead after that. But even so, you're a little bit financially invested, although like you said, if it doesn't work out for you, you can get your money back. Now, what I would tell you is what a lot of my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it is the one that you've got, although it hasn't yet started really, or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for a lead, especially when a handful of your competitors will get that same exact lead. So even my clients that have experience and success with their lead service, they still, once we get their phone ringing, scale back on the leads. They keep their leads paused more often or cap their leads at a lower amount. I mean, obviously, there is no direct conflict with something like Angie's and being a top option on Google and Bing, so you can continue to do both of them as long as you can handle more work. But this, like I said, is going to get your company, your business name, your website out there in front of people who might not be using Angie's, right? I mean, not everyone uses Angie's, but
I was always interested in the Google thing. I just didn't know how to go about
Absolutely. And, you know, we are not Google. I want to be very clear about that. If anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google for something like this, they wouldn't be being truthful. You know, they'd be telling the stories. Their pants would be on fire. Google does, though, make these phone calls to businesses that have 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it does fall under the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner, and I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and the link I'm sending to you now is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's the pricing page off of our website. If you're able to, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, with us, of course, you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Now, of course, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and of course, we're promoting your phone number, your website. Now, you'll also be able to monitor your reviews. We are creating, like I said, multiple directories, destinations, platforms, everything that Google and Bing look for and index when someone does a keyword search, the content that is used to determine what companies get displayed on that first page. Like a website, they will talk about your company, your services, your service area, etc. Most of those directories allow someone to write a review. So whether the reviews are on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, wherever they may originate, they will repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, things like that. Now, of course, we call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account and monitoring your reviews. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off, and at this time of the year, a lot of business owners are increasing their ad spend, even if it is just for that tax write-off. Of course, we're going to want to get that website in front of more people, get you more phone calls and jobs, too. You can also update information at any time through your tracking system. Now, we have been around since 2004, actually December 17th, our official anniversary, our 20th anniversary is when we will change that 19 to 20 years. We've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, right? And I've been with the company myself for over 11 years, actually over 11 and a half years now. And I've got clients that have been with me almost as long as I've been with the company, but as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have. You'll see that blue tinted photo that outlines a little bit of what we do, especially early on, and below it, it says Google Ads Partner. Right beneath that is a box that you can actually click. It's not just copy and paste it off the internet. It says Google Partner, that colorful Google G. It's our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it'll take you to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. And of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Google regularly makes at least small changes to their local map algorithm, sometimes bigger changes. But whether those changes are big or small, they do let us know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competition. That's the name of the game. That's where most people make that buying decision, getting that website out there in front of more eyes. So we would be talking, if you click back on the link to where it says SEO packages, the Platinum package, I think that's perfect for you. If you were to tell me, hey, I've got 5 crews, we go 150, 100, 200 miles on a regular basis, we might then be talking about the Platinum Premier package, doing paid Google ads and things like that. But for you as a young company, I'm trying to keep it affordable for you, but still provide the package that would be a great fit for you. You know, 90 miles and targeting specific places, that Platinum package would be perfect. Like I said, the original $100 of Facebook ads still included in that original or in that reduced rate, and that's going to get your phone ringing. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So I would do the, I wouldn't set the search criteria at 90. I'm willing to go that far, but I would leave it at like 30.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I was just going off of what Tara put in here.
Yeah,
I would.
No, I've done some jobs, you know, that are 80 miles away, and it's
so within 30 miles preferred.
My goal is to stay within like 30 miles. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that makes a lot more sense. I was a little bit surprised with that 90 mile service area. You know, being a young company and things like that, because I mean you're not an Uber driver. You know, you're not getting paid to drive. And I get it though. I mean, for younger companies,
right,
you know, usually that service area is dictated by the necessity of taking on jobs, right? And you'll go a little bit farther
right,
to get a yeah, job. But I mean, obviously, preferable to keep it closer to home. So we can really, like I said, shrink
correct,
that service area down to really wherever you want it. You know, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target, you know, basically in
so
this case, like 30 miles.
Is there a contract or is it?
No. It is because we're Google partners, everything is offered on a month-to-month basis. So we're not one of those companies that are going to lock you into a 3-month, 6-month contract and then fall back on, well, you know, you're still under contract, give us more time. It has to be month-to-month, no contract, offered completely at will, which of course means that we have to get your phone ringing and earn your business. That means you can stop at any time for any question, for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. If you find you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, you can actually pause the service. In fact, you can pause it seasonally, and of course we don't charge you when it's paused. We don't take anything down, but we don't actively update and optimize things. The one thing that we would stop would be the Facebook ads, because obviously that's budgeted for out of, in this case, the reduced cost of $2.99. So if it's on pause for more than a couple of months, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, right, and you get to a downhill. You can obviously stop pedaling, you'll keep going, probably pick up speed for a bit, but then after a while you'll start to slow down. So if it is paused for like 3 or 4 months, you would slowly see your placement kind of trickle off that first page. But obviously, when it's up and running again, we create the blog post and update the content, get you right back to where you were. And of course, like I said, you can pause it as much as you need to. We don't charge you when it's paused. We don't charge you after the fact or anything like that. But to directly answer your question, there is no contract.
Yeah. So, I don't want to be rude. I would love to sign up for this. I've got a card. I'm ready. But I do need to get to work. So
the bulk of this is going to take place in a follow-up call with your technician. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. Our technician will get into details, verify information off of your website, make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. I can get you off the phone in about 5-10 minutes. I'll be as quick as I can without being rude. I did want to say that we're going to reduce that setup fee too, from $299 down to $99. So that only attaches to the very first month. Every month after that, it is a flat rate of $299. Now, I just want to get a little bit of information here. We've got your first and last name is Michael White. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, right? Or is it E-A-L?
Correct.
AEL. Got it.
AEL.
Perfect. I did see a physical address on the Angie's profile, but my thought is that your business is service based. It is. That is that the 525 Northeast 25th.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
that's my home.
You are service based. You go to the customer. No one comes to you. So that's not really an address you would want your customers to see. Now, real quick, Michael, just so we can, send you pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's mike@mcminnvilleexteriors.com.
Okay, so mike@mcminnvilleexteriors.com. The business listed on Angie's is McMinnville Exteriors LLC. Did you want the LLC to be part of it too?
So it's it is McMinnville Exteriors LLC. Got rid of the LLC part just because we are a limited liability company, but
so it's not
McMinnville Exteriors is
not,
legally the business name is McMinnville Exteriors LLC.
And in the email it's left off, and am I correct in hearing that you want the LLC knocked off as well for any content that we create?
Yeah.
Got it. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's actually my suggestion, too, if anyone ever asks. I say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. And then for the billing information, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you?
I've got a Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the
business
name?
Well, mine and the business name.
No middle initial for you, though, just first and last?
No, it's on my business. It is... The middle initial is on there.
And the middle initial is?
Yeah, A.
A. Okay.
Michael A. White.
That's weird.
That's McMinnville Exteriors.
I was thinking it was an A. That's odd. I had no idea, and I was just thinking it might be an A. I don't know why. And you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. If you're ready, go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time. I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
It is 4259.
Mm-hmm.
0880.
Okay.
0456.
Yes, sir.
9039.
And then the expiration month and year?
It is 0928.
09 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
947.
947. So I've got 947, 947 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then Mr. White was
September 09.
Oh, you said 09. Oh, okay, I might have heard that and just clicked one above where I should have. So I've got September then. Thank you for helping with that. September or 09 of 2028. And was the card itself 42-59-08-80-04-56-90-39.
Correct.
Does that fill out the home address?
It does.
And that zip code is 97128.
97128, yep.
Perfect, okay. So I'll schedule your follow-up call with your technician. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I can probably get you in as early as 9 if you wanted that. There's 10, 11, and then this afternoon, 1, 2, or 3. Would any of those times work out for you today? You don't have to be in front of a computer. It takes about a half an hour.
Could we do it Monday?
We could do Monday. Yeah, Monday's going to be wide open. Same exact times. Well, actually, as early as 7 o'clock on Monday or as late as 3. Just the one exception of noon when everyone takes their lunch break.
Let's do 3 Monday, 3 p.m. Monday.
Okay, so we'll do 3 o'clock on Monday. The call is scheduled from 3 to 4. It gets you usually within a few minutes of 3 o'clock in that case. Takes about a half an hour. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have. I'll try to keep my line open, although things get a little busy towards the end of the day. I did also want to add just another quick layer of protection for you, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with McMinnville Exteriors, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, Michael, we might from time to time ask you to verify the security question. And especially important like a week or so from now when your online presence has increased to the point that you're getting more phone calls from customers, which is what we want. You may also get phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash. They should know my name, which is Paul Gordon. We'll also need to know the answer and the question. And by the way, if anyone's asking you for more information for your Google listing, please make sure that it's us. If anyone's asking you for more money, just let them go. I mean, that wouldn't be us at all. Like I said, it is a fixed flat rate. In fact, I'll read real quick a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. Clearly states it's month to month. It bills on the first of the month, which is convenient today's date. And then, of course, for the exact flat rate and never a penny more. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
And what is the answer?
Spokane, Washington.
Spokane, perfect. So I'll type that in. I have to type it in twice. Real quick, like I said, I do need to read a voice verification because we're Google partners. It's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost as well as that one-time setup fee, etc. I do have it pulled up, and I'll get through it as quick as I can, but please stop me if you have a question. Okay. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. White, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
McMinnville Exteriors.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael White, CEO.
Okay. And Michael, as the CEO of McMinnville Exteriors, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, real quick, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. White, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we're already aware of Angie's. There is no conflict there. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll create for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll always make sure your business information is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Michael, that's fair enough, right?
It is. I do have Strata Consulting and Wildebeest. I'm friends with the owner of that, and I have paid their company to create my website, and they're going to create a dashboard for me.
Perfect. Yeah, as long as they're listing it as McMinnville Exteriors, not with the LLC, as long as it's the same phone number, and then what is the actual domain of your website?
McMinnvilleExteriors.com.
.com, perfect.
Oh,
okay.
It's like who hosts it, or?
Oh, no. That Tara didn't put in the notes here. I was going to find it, but I thought I'd ask you because it would be a lot faster. So it is McMinnvilleExteriors.com. Yeah, there's no conflict there. We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, in this case, we'll make sure no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 1st of November, in the very reduced total amount of just $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 1st of the month, and a further reduced amount of just $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, or anything like that. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could, in fact, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Michael, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. White, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. Michael, are you still there?
I do. Oh. Yeah, no, I'm grabbing a piece of paper and a pen.
Okay, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, ready.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Michael, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Of course, you can email 24/7. They will respond to an email that same business day or the following business day if they get that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. It looks like our system has sent those emails already. The invoice email has a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. If you can, take a second here to open that up. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things, and then we'll get you on your way for the day.
Okay.
So if you open up the invoice email, it says, "Hello, Michael. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below," or something like that. Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Those two blue words, "click here," are hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, all the services that we'll be providing. Of course, I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable, but feel free to scroll through that. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. We will, though, mirror the content on Bing because about 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing instead of Google. Most of them search on their smartphone, and we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, too. We are doing the Facebook ads as well. If your site is ever down for an extended period of time, please let us know, like if it's more than a week or so, because it only takes us about a week to get a website going for you. We could use content off of your website and things like that. It only serves as a placeholder until your website was back up and running. Just wanted you to know that's included as well at no additional cost. You'll see a line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes. We would want you to click both of those boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. You'll see then a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would type in or copy and paste your name. It needs to be an exact match. So if you're copying it and pasting it, be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. And if you are typing it in, it is case sensitive. The M, A, and W are all capitalized. There is no period after the middle initial A. Our system doesn't like punctuation there. Just a space before the A and after the A. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. That's the orangish colored box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click the confirm signature box, it does a few things. Lets us know, of course, that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost of the service as well as the setup fee. Of course, it does allow us to make sure that you're recognized by Google and Bing as an active business, and also to do the initial NAPW audit. Looks like you're a step ahead. You've already got the username and password coming up. You don't have to do that next step. Our automated system actually thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It's the same dashboard portal that you'll use for your tracking system, but we do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content that will be tracked. Your login credentials are found on your welcome email. Like I said, if you try to log in now, though, it would probably give you an error message, or at least a message saying that we're still trying to set things up. Your username cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and, of course, associate with your account. It's your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so your username is 971-387-1893. Top Friends is your default password, all lowercase, no space, TOPFRIENDS. You can, of course, change your password at any time. At, we're doing 3 o'clock on Monday, so at 2 o'clock you'll receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 3, and I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. If you email us, please include your phone number or your username. They're pretty much the same thing, but that helps us to access your information and forward it out to the right department. That's the only email you need, although I'm sure our technician will tell you photos@localsplash.com when they do that client interview. You can always email the photos team directly if you like. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I'm happy to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing, getting that website out in front of more people, and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. I really appreciate you taking the time to take the phone call, especially at the start of a Friday. But you take care. You have a great rest of the day. We'll call you on Monday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. White. I appreciate you as well. Enjoy the weekend. Take care.
You too.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.